Anderson Excavation.
Hi, is Annie there?
This is Annie.
Hey, Annie, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, just wanted to, you know, touch base with you. I know you mentioned, you know, you're looking at on those backhoes over the next couple of months.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to, you know, see where you're at in the whole process and, you know, if you had a timeline.
At this point, we really don't. We're still trying to make sure we're going to have the work to justify that.
Right.
So, and we're working on that as we speak. So, at this point, I do not have a date.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to see where you guys are at. I mean, so you guys are currently bidding for those jobs that you would need the backhoes for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And do you guys already have backhoes on, you know, site that you can...
Oh, yeah. We have... We own three at this point. What we're going to have to do is rotate one or maybe two of them out because they're getting older and then replace them. But, and we also rent equipment from SunState or Ahern or, you know, now.
Oh, okay.
Here in town also, so.
Right. And what type of equipment do you guys rent over there?
Backhoes, water buffaloes, every once in a while. Because we have two loaders and two water trucks, but every once in a while we need something that's not quite as big.
Right.
So a water buffalo is a smaller pull-behind, like, tank.
Oh, is it just, like, to keep the dust down and stuff?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cool. And, yeah, that makes sense. You guys, do you have to use that, like, you have EPA guidelines?
I'm guessing? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll find it, right? They're always driving around.
Oh, yeah, they find you. They see that cloud of dust. They tend to navigate their way and...
Yeah,
find where you're at.
It's crazy how quick they are too.
I know.
Yeah, and that's so you guys use the water buffaloes, and then do you guys ever use like water trucks as well, or is that?
We own two water trucks.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, and do you like with those loaders that you guys use? What do you have, like 980s, or are they? A little larger than that.
We have a 621.
Oh, okay.
Komatsu loader. And, yeah, our backhoes are 580s.
Oh, wow.
We have one 590, but the other two are 580s. So, and that's probably what we'll, you know, when we do replace them, we'll replace them with the smaller ones, the 580s instead of the 590.
Uh-huh.
At first, we had enclosed backhoes for the air conditioning and stuff, but the guys leave the windows open half the time anyway, so they might as well just have open cab backhoes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I know you guys, you know, spray everything down so it's not as dusty, if I can see how that would. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So you guys, do you constantly, like, out on equipment just once a year? Is it just like you're doing now as the jobs come up for them? Or?
It's probably, let's see, we had our first two for 11 years. So, you know, we keep them as long as we can until they just, you know, until you get to the point where you go, okay, too many things are breaking on this. It's time to... update.
Right. Yeah, I know. You can only band-aid them so much before they start falling apart on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're working them 40 hours a week, every week, they take use and abuse, so...
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have any problems on your current backhoes right now? Or is it
We have one that's getting pretty old. It's a 2006, I believe. So it's 10 years old. So it's getting to the point where it needs to be replaced.
But right.
At this point, I want to get a couple things paid off first. I'm really close to paying off a truck and the Mini X that we got a couple years ago. So I want to get that down because I don't like taking on payments.
Right. No, and that's smart. Like, get everything, you know, set straight before you get into something else. Is there, like, a specific bank that you work with when you look to, you know, bring on equipment or kind of shop around?
With the backhoes, it's usually through C&H Capital.
Mm-hmm.
It's Capes Equipment.
It's a Case New Holland.
Financing. Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. So we usually go through them.
Uh-huh.
And then even like with Komatsu, we just bought. We went through Komatsu financing. So usually, especially if you're buying new equipment, they have their own financing.
Right, and they usually offer pretty good deals.
Yeah.
As well.
And then we've gotten a few through GE Capital too, and so we've got a pretty good rapport with them. It's pretty easy. The last one I got approved in like less than 24 hours.
Right. Yeah, and see, that's great to have that quick, and that's how we operate as well. We get really fast approvals. And we are, you know, very competitive as well as far as, you know, rates and everything go. Like I said, I mean, that's what I was just checking in, see if you were, you know, looking or trying to get an idea of what you guys were looking at over the next couple of months for those backhoes. But how's any word on the bids? Are you guys, is there a lot of competition? Like, how's that going for you guys?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of competition out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the valley's pretty busy. But we rather,
right,
you know, have bigger projects that we can stay on a while than just the little ones where you go, you're there for a month and then you're on to the next. So
right. It's better to have those longer jobs, and also, yeah, I'm sure they pay a lot more as well.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, how do you guys, you know, stand out from your competition when you do these bids?
Word of mouth.
Is that really all it is?
Yeah.
I was just curious how it works.
Yeah, it's pretty much word of mouth. Because we've been in business, like I said, 16 years and have never advertised.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, never.
That's great. So you guys just have your work, like, speak for itself, basically.
Yep.
That's good. That's good to have that. And do you have a lot of returning customers, or do you
Yeah, we pretty much stay with, we've got four or five that we're working with at this point that pretty consistently call us, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And, I asked if you guys had lines of credit in the past, and you don't have one currently, correct? Or you don't use one?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious, because we also do working capital as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a couple options there for you if you were looking, you know, pull the trigger. And I remember...
I do have your email, so I'll keep it and...
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds good, Annie. Yeah, as soon as you're ready, you know, feel free to give us, you know, a shout, or me a shout, and I'll get something going for you.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.